Hello everyone, welcome back to my channel. So this is commenting after the death of His Holiness Pope Francis. Notably, he doesn't have an ordinal number because he's the very first Roman pontiff to take the name Francis. Monday morning? And then, according to custom, a senior priest, I don't know which particular member of the Vatican household, would have addressed him thrice by his Latin name, Franciscus, Franciscus, Franciscus. And upon his not answering, at that point the church accepts he's dead, place a white cloth over his face, remove his fisherman's ring and breaks it. I think because he could seal things, documents with that ring. The fisherman's ring, you remember St. Peter, the first pope, was a fisherman and then told to be a fisher of men by Jesus Christ, as in winning over people to Christianity. Because, of course, the pope ascends the throne of St. Peter. And in deference to the first supreme pontiff, no pontiff ever since has assumed the name Peter. Anyhow, so that's why the St. Peter's Basilica, the largest place of worship in the world, and the Vatican City. It's got the name Vatican because it's on the Vatican Hill there to the west of the River Tiber. Of course, to the late Middle Ages, the Holy See was actually west of the Tiber. Then it moved. Anyway, the funeral will take place in roughly 5 days. So cardinals are flying in from all over the world. Cardinal from the Latin word hinge. They were only created in the 11th century. And prior to that, Supreme Pontiff was elected by the people of Rome by acclamation, bringing them out onto the loggia or balcony. Do you want this one? Do you want this one? Cheers for this guy. Cheers for that guy. So it was very imprecise. And who was judging the volume of the cheers? They had no way to measure decibels. And I'm sure there was some untoward judgments going on there. People say, "Ooh, that sounds very loud to me," even if the cheers were louder for the other chap. The cardinals will meet in the Sistine Chapel after the funeral. They're known as the College of Cardinals, as in they're an electoral college, not an educational one. So about 230 cardinals in the world, and they're only allowed to vote if they're under the age of 80, and there are roughly 120 of them who are. So they tend to be old men when they are appointed. And they're appointed by the Pope, usually they're archbishops. Now, the chain of command in the Catholic Church, to simplify, is priest, bishop, archbishop, and then the Pope. Now, the Pope appoints some archbishops cardinals and not others. For example, Archbishop of Dublin, at the moment, methinks he's not a cardinal, but some previous archbishops of Dublin have been a cardinal and so forth. So cardinals usually in office held for life. Even if he retires from his archiepiscopate, is just in a nursing home, he's still a cardinal. Likewise, Pope is in office for life. Only two popes ever have retired, Benedict VI being one of them. John Paul II revealed in his will. And he had contemplated retirement, but decided no, he would go on till the very end. Anyhow, so after the funeral, they'll meet in the Sistine Chapel. That's that magnificent chapel with the paintings on the ceiling by Michelangelo, paintings of, you know, Adam and Eve and heaven and hell and all the rest of it, of scenes of damnation as well as the saints. Then they will debate who the next pope should be. Now, the guy in charge of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith will hold the fort for a while, and the Camerlengo cardinal, as the sort of chamberlain cardinal. There's one cardinal who effectively controls religious life in Rome, because I know that the Pope is also Bishop of Rome, but the Pope is so busy with the whole world, he can't really attend to matters just in the city, and there's someone who largely executes those duties on his behalf. So in the old days, when a pope died, it took months to start this because, of course, people had to travel all over the world. I mean, because and until the late 1940s, they were traveling by ship. I mean, they might be from Australia or Canada or Argentina or whatever. And obviously, in the Middle Ages, it was really just Europe. That was Catholic Christendom. But they had to travel over the Alps, over land. And in winter, that was very difficult. Snowbound mountain passes, whether they came from Iceland or Finland or whatever. So they're all there, and then they debate who we go to appoint. It used to be all in Latin, switching into English, I mean, via Italian. I noticed the Dean of the College of Cardinals, was that it, Kevin Farrell, who announced the death to the media. He was speaking Italian with an unmistakable Dublin accent, though I think he's an American citizen, been in the United States for decades now. Anyhow, So they will meet and they will debate who they're going to have, and they have to swear an oath not to reveal any of the deliberations of the conclave. It comes from cum clave, as in with the key. So the idea is they're locked in the Sistine Chapel. There is accommodation for them also, where they take their meals in another part of the Vatican City complex. And so they're not to have any communication with the outside world except in case of emergency. If they need to call a doctor or something like that, you're fine. They send their laundry out, fresh laundry is brought into them, food and drink is brought into them, but no phones, no newspapers, no computers. Partly they're not to be swayed by what other people think, to be threatened. Moreover, they need to hurry up and make a decision. And in the Middle Ages, once it took 3 years. Now, the 2013 papal conclave was very brief, it was only 2 days. 2005, like, very brief, only 2 days. 1978, the October one was slightly longer, and the August one was slightly longer. So they try and reach a two-thirds a majority. We don't know how they select the candidates. We see who wants to be a candidate. So they're not to reveal who the candidates were, how many votes were cast for each candidate, who voted for whom, anything like that. Now, rumors always leak out. It's impossible to verify these. They say that in 1978, Benelli and Siri were two other contenders. There used to be a right to veto candidates, and the Austrian emperor in the very early 20th century was vetoed some candidate he thought was unsuitable, but they're no longer allowed to do that, political leaders. Anyhow, so then 33 rounds of voting, they will accept a simple majority, and they'll say to whoever's going to be, do you accept the position? If he says accepto, Latin for I accept, then he is the next pope. And then it'll be brought into the Room of Tears. Now, the Vatican tailors will have run up three cassocks, one for a small man, one for a medium-sized man, and one for a big un, because they don't know who's going to be elected, so they don't know what his measurements are, so that this should roughly fit him, whatever his size. But if you have a guy who's tall but very slim, the big one might be almost falling off him. On the other hand, if you have a guy who's very short, very fat, the small one is sounds fine in terms of height, but it might be way too thin for him, too tight. Anyway, and then the Cardinal Camerlengo, as in Chamberlain, will go into the loggia St. Peter's Basilica. You know, they burn the ballot papers each time, black smoke, showing that they have not managed to elect a pope. And the ballot paper will say "Eligio summum pontificum." Whatever, I elect as the supreme pontiff. That's another papal title. But when they have successfully elected someone, it'll white smoke. They add chemicals to make sure it's white. I don't know what they used to burn that was definitely black smoke and white smoke. That's the expression of white smoke being a decision is about to be announced. Okay, and that's why the a cardinal will say, Annuncia vobis gaudium minum habemus papam. Dominum Georgium Cardinalem Sanctae Romanum Ecclesiam Callahanum, qui sibi nominum imposuit pium tredecimum. I forgot to say about how eminentissimum, ac reverendissimum, and so on. So I announce to you great joy, we have a pope, Lord, and then the name, Cardinal of the Holy Roman Church, the most learned, the most eminent cardinal, who takes to himself the name, whatever name, an ordinal number. Ordinal numbers in first, second, third, fourth, fifth, because the name's being used a lot. There's been John the 23rd, for instance, the most used papal name ever. I like the old ones like Hilarius, not as in funny, but as in of Hilary, Calixtus, and so forth. We should go back to Evaristus and ones like that. Sixtus. And I never met anyone with that name since. But I mean, I had a Belgian people called Jean Sixte, as in the Sixte, as in Sixtus. So the Sistine Chapel is because Pope Sixtus was in charge at the time. So yeah, the new pope will be announced pretty soon. I mean, the conclave may not begin the day after the pope's funeral, because what is it today? 22nd. So the funeral, I'm estimating roughly the 27th. Maybe next Sunday, something like that. And the conclave might begin a few days after that, like the 30th or something like that. So maybe early May. So 1st of May, 2nd of May, something like that. It will be announced. Great time of year, good weather in Rome, yet not too hot for the crowds to gather. So that's it. Is it common for the winning vote to turn down the role of Pope? I don't think so. I've never heard of that happening. Oh yeah, and when he's robed in his papal white cassock, is the room of tears. Was it John the 23rd who wept when he was robed and wearing red slip-on shoes? I think because of the blood of martyrs. That's why they wear the red shoes. Okay, and wearing that special skull cap, but all cardinals wear skull caps. Right. You can be a cardinalum in pectore. Cardinal in the chest, appointed cardinal, not even know it. It's kept secret even to you. Only the Pope knows you're that. So, yeah, that he'll be patriarch of the West, servant of the servants of God, and I can't remember various other titles, the Pope of Rome, as opposed to the Pope of Alexandria, because the Egyptian Coptic Church, they have got their own Pope, the Pope of Alexandria, and there are a number of candidates. And then I think they sort of choose it at random. Put the names scrunched up on a piece of paper, and someone has to just pick one, not knowing which name is written there, and then we get it. All right. Thanks very much, everybody. Thank you for watching the channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallahan790@gmail.com. Goodbye.